Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Reader Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Pinecone Review, Arts Access, Inc., UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, and the North Carolina Symphony. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Pinecone and the town of Wake Forest present Leroy Savage and the Bottom Feeders, Sunday, October 3rd from 3 to 5 p.m. at East Carroll Joyner Park, 701 Harris Road in Wake Forest. The rain site is the Wake Forest Community House, 133 West Owen Avenue. This event is free and open to the public. Bring your dancing shoes to the park for an afternoon with Leroy Savage and the Bottom Feeders. Famed tenor Leroy Savage brings his traditional country and honky-tonk sound to the great outdoors for a music-filled afternoon. The Bottom Feeders feature Nashville studio stalwart and former contender Tommy Goldsmith on electric guitar and Donnie Evans on pedal steel. Triangle favorites Greeny Marley and Ben Runkel deftly handle the bass and acoustic guitar duties. It's country music the way it used to be, with a few surprises thrown in from the band's deep repertoire. Savage, the father of Newgrass music, earned his nickname, reputation, and inclusion in the documentary films Bluegrass Country Soul and High Lonesome for his expressive tenor and his introduction of non-traditional songs into the bluegrass genre. His 1969 recording with the New Deal String Band on London Records Sire label has become a cult favorite. Contemporary stars including Jerry Douglas, Sam Bush, and Jack Lawrence list him as an influence on their musical development. In addition to the New Deal, Savage was a longtime member of one of North Carolina's best-known bluegrass groups, the Bluegrass Experience. The Leroy Savage concert will be the weekend's culminating activity, so plan to arrive early and bring a picnic lunch. You can also take part in an array of planned games and activities, including sack and relay races, egg toss, cornhole, and hula hoop. You're also invited to bring a kite to fly, take a stroll along any of the park's numerous trails, and come kick off fall in the beautiful East Carroll Joyner Park with some fun the whole family can enjoy. For information, go to www.pinecone.org. Johnny D. Holman and Andy Coates at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History, 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh, Sunday, October 10th, 3 to 4 p.m. This event is free and open to the public as well. Spend an afternoon with two local blues greats who are sure to keep your toes tapping. This year's Music of the Carolina series kicks off with legendary Durham bluesman John D. Holman and Raleigh-based Andy Coates. John D. Holman is a North Carolina treasure who has won National Heritage Fellowship 1988 and a North Carolina Heritage Award 1994 over the years for his guitar playing and singing. His style on guitar combines the Piedmont blues sound, which developed in Durham in the 30s and 40s, with touches of Texas blues and R&B. You've likely seen him playing outdoors at street festivals, at the Eno River, at the Bull Durham Blues Festival, or in clubs. He also performed as part of Pinecone's first summer series at Sertoma as part of his 80th birthday celebration. He will be joined by Andy Coates, a Raleigh-based blues musician doing as much as he can to keep the blues alive. In addition to writing and recording a new batch of songs, Coates has begun delving more into the Piedmont blues and working out the styles of such titans as Blind Boy Fuller and the Reverend Gary Davis. It's an amazing technique, Coates says, much like the style of piano players. In some ways, I feel like it's already a part of me since I grew up here. Here's the Arts Access schedule of audio-described performances for people who are blind or have low vision. There is no charge beyond regular admission for this service. Sunday, October 3rd, 2 p.m., Firebird, sponsored by Carolina Ballet. It's at the Fletcher Opera Theater at PEC. Set to music by Igor Stravinsky, Firebird is artistic director Robert Weiss's version of the beloved Russian folktale. This program also features Walpurgisnacht, a new ballet from company principal Timur Bortenskov, whose transcendent vision of Vivaldi's Gloria premiered during the 2005 and 2006 season. Tickets are $25 to $65 and may be purchased online or by calling 919-719-0900. That's the ballet line that's open weekdays from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, October 5th, 7:30 p.m., As You Like It, sponsored by Playmakers, and it's at the Paul Green Theater in Chapel Hill. The romantic comedy par excellence, escape with the bard's sharp-witted, full-bodied, full-blooded heroine, Rosalind, into the lush forest of Arden for a charming tale of love at first sight, mix-ups, mistaken identities, and comedy high and low. Learn a little about wooing and winning and why all the world's a stage, and be assured that all wrongs will be righted and all couples united before the final curtain. Tickets are $10 to $45 for a single ticket. Box office hours are 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can call 919-962-7529. Let's turn now to the University of North Carolina. Guest artist Janet Hilton, clarinet, Jane Hawkins, piano, October 1st, 8 p.m. at Hill Hall Auditorium. Music on the Hill, The Band Goes Boom, UNC Symphony Band and UNC Wind Ensemble featuring the 1812 Overture and music of Tchaikovsky and Sousa. October 6th, 7:30 p.m. at Memorial Hall. $15 general admission, $10 to UNC students, faculty, and staff. For information and tickets, call 919-843-3333. UNC Jazz Band CD Release Concert, October 7th, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. UNC Jazz Combos CD Release Concert, October 8th, 4 p.m., Kennan Rehearsal Hall. Steven Anderson Jazz Trio, Nation Degeneration CD Release Concert, featuring Jeff Eccles Bass and Ross Peterson Drums, with guests Jim Ketch Trumpet, Will Cambo Alto Sax, and Gerald Chinette Trombone. October 14th, 7:30 p.m., Kennan Rehearsal Hall. CSMC presents Bonnie Gordon from the University of Virginia, October 15th, 4:15 p.m. at the Person Recital Hall. All CSMC lectures are free and open to the public. For further information on any of these events, you can call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, all concerts are free admission. Let's move now to Duke performances and events. Duke Jazz Ensemble, celebrating the music of Frank Foster, John Brown director. Friday, October 1st at 8 p.m. in the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets are $10 to the general public, $5 to Duke students, non-Duke students, and senior citizens 65 and over. For the Duke students and non-Duke students, there is a limit of 2 tickets per valid ID. Grammy Award-winning composer and saxophonist Frank Foster was a member of the Count Basie Band, leading the group from 1986 to 1995. In 2002, Foster was presented with a Jazz Master Award from the National Endowment for the Arts. He has selected the Jazz Archive at Duke University Libraries to be the recipient of his compositions, arrangements, and personal papers. This concert will feature new arrangements of his compositions by North Carolina musicians. To celebrate this special event, the Duke Jazz Ensemble will be joined by distinguished alumni of the Duke Jazz Program, as well as past guest artists who have performed with the group. Please arrive early. Late seating restrictions may be in effect. For information, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Tiampi Quartet, Concert No. 1, Mozart, Shostakovich, Webern, Smetana, Saturday, October 2nd, 8 p.m. at East Duke 201, that's the Nilsen Music Room. Tickets are $20, $5 for Duke students. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. Founded in 1965, the Chiampi has been Duke's resident chamber ensemble for more than four decades, turning out bracing performances of new and classical programs with genuine warmth and effortless coordination, says the New York Times. The program is Mozart String Quartet No. 20 in D Major, K-499, Hofmeister. Shostakovich String Quartet No. 14 in F Sharp Major, Opus 142. Webern, Six Bagatelles for String Quartet, Opus 9. Smetana, String Quartet No. 2 in D Minor. Joe College Day, Saturday, October 2nd, 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Main Quad Clock Tower Outdoor Lawn. The cost is free. Joe College Day is a one-day music and arts festival. This year's artists and performance times will be 3 to 3:45 p.m. T and Tempests, 4:15 to 5 p.m. The Screaming Crayons, 5:30 to 6:15 p.m. Edie Wellman, 6:45 to 7:45 p.m. Theophilus London, 8:15 to 9:15 p.m. Anya Marina, 9:45 to 10:45 p.m. Cute is what we aim for. For information, you can contact Nathan Nye at nen@duke.edu. Till Fellner, Sunday, October 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater in Bryan Center. Tickets are $34, Duke students $5. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. A refined intellectual musician, says the New York Times, the Viennese Fellner began as one of Alfred Brendel's most accomplished students and is now among the foremost keyboard virtuosi of the day, says the Observer UK. Over the past 3 years, he has undertaken to perform all of Beethoven's 32 piano sonatas in order across the world, in London, Paris, and Carnegie Hall. At Duke, the fiercely precise pianist ends this journey, embracing Beethoven's final three sonatas, perhaps the most breathtaking examples of the form in existence. So the program is Beethoven Piano Sonatas 109, 110, and 111. Spellbinding, says the Washington Post, Fellner executes runs of stroboscopic evenness and clarity. The weight dissolves and the architecture dances, says Alex Ross of the New Yorker. Dirty Projectors, Tuesday, October 5th, 8 p.m. at Page Auditorium. Ticket prices are $26, $22, and $15. Duke students pay $5. Dave Longstreth's genre-melting indie rock ensemble bears the torch for a new kind of all-devouring eclecticism. From sunny 60s harmony rock and deconstructed Afro-pop to murder ballads, electronica, and chamber music, the Brooklyn group consumes a world of influences and spits them out again, gleaming. The result is a brave new kind of experimental pop driven by keening harmonies and a clear-eyed ambition to remake music as we know it. David Byrne, author innovator, remarks, "This is a quantum leap forwards and sideways at the same time." Duke Symphony Orchestra concert with pianist Cecilia Yuda, Wednesday, October 6th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Baldwin Auditorium, and admission is free. Is that Schumann with one N or two? The program Robert Schumann, Overture to Manfred, Opus 115, and Piano Concerto in A Minor, Opus 54. William Schumann, New England Triptych. Ives, Variations on America for Organ, orchestrated by William Schumann. The Duke Symphony Orchestra is directed by Harry Davidson. For information, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Duke Wind Symphony with violinist Eric Pritchard, Thursday, October 7th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. This event is free as well. Around the World, featuring John Williams, Schindler's List, Sousa, Washington Post, Reed, Armenian Dances, Arnold, Four Scottish Dances, Dvorak, Slavonic Dances, Ives, Variations on America. The Duke Wind Symphony is directed by Werner Mosenbichler Bryant. Guest violinist Eric Pritchard is professor of the practice of music at Duke University and a member of the Ciampi Quartet. For information, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Style Antico, The Song of Songs, Thursday, October 7th, 8 p.m. at the Duke Chapel. Admission is $30, Duke students $5. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. Working without a coordinator, the 12 Grammy-nominated singers of Style Antico arrange their voices in delicate, watchful harmonies, setting new standards for Renaissance polyphonic singing, says the Independent UK. Amidst the Gothic stonework of Duke Chapel, the young British stars' staggeringly beautiful voices, says the Sunday Times, breathe life into 16th century arrangements of the 18 Song of Songs, the biblical love poem that, in the Renaissance, inspired devotional music as bracing and passionate as any the world has ever seen. The New York Times says an ensemble of breathtaking freshness, vitality, and balance. Duke Persian Student Association presents Persian Classical Music, Salar Aghili and Raz Oniaz Ensemble at Duke, Sunday, October 10th at 7 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. Tickets are $27 for adults, $10 for students, two per ID. We are proud to present for the first time in North Carolina a vibrant group of musicians from Iran to promote cultural diversity in our community. Salar Aghili, a prominent vocalist among the young generation of Iranian traditional musicians, is known as an instrumental figure to pass on the values of Persian classical music from legendaries such as Grandmaster Mohammad Reza Sarjarian to the next generation of music lovers across the world. Born in 1977, he started learning music as a child. He has mastered several musical instruments like tar, which is a lute, sitar, santur, hammer, dulcimer, tombak, Persian drums, and piano. Passionate about singing and encouraged by music masters, he chose singing as the way of expressing himself. His vocal passion, silky voice, and his tendency toward genuine music and great musicians and ecstatic yearnings of sophism in his work soon opened his way in the hearts of music enthusiasts around the world. His music, like other Persian classical music, tunes listeners and puts them in harmony with life and the universe. He founded Raz Oniaz, a traditional music ensemble, in 1998 and has performed many concerts in Iran and around the world. To name a few, he has performed in the USA, Canada, Germany, Hungary, the Netherlands at the Rasa Festival, Spain, Haifa's commemoration in Austria, and Rumi commemoration in Strasbourg, France. He teaches music in Iran and recently established a music academy in Tehran. Salar Aghili and his ensemble are accompanied by one of the master musicians of today's Iran, Hossein Begruzinia, who is traveling with the group as a special guest. Mr. Bagrazinia is a barbat, oud, virtuoso, and one of the very few in the world who have mastered the art of barbat playing. He has had tours in the U.S., Canada, and Europe numerous times and has performed in some unforgettable concerts with masters such as Mohammad Reza Sharjarian, Shahram Naziri, Seema Bina, Parissa, and others. The American Beauty Project, a celebration of music from the Grateful Dead. Ola Bell with special guest Jim Lauderdale, Catherine Russell, Iof O'Donovan, and David Mansfield. Friday, October 15th, 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. Ticket prices are $32, $26, and $18. Duke students pay $5. Clear the haze surrounding the Grateful Dead's Working Man's Dead and American Beauty, and you get a luminous Americana closer to Appalachia than Haight-Ashbury. Here, new style folk band Ola Bell, co-founded by Amy Helm, daughter of the band's Levon, supports a ramble of stars as they recover the heart of those American beauties. Sharing lead vocals are country bluegrass icon Lauderdale, Dylan collaborator Mansfield, the singer-composer for Crooked Still, O'Donovan, and the incredibly talented Russell, says the Village Voice. A freewheeling collective that evokes the band but raises a new, unvarnished debt. There is reduced capacity for this show. Only the best seats are on sale. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or you can visit www.tickets.duke.edu. Faculty recital, Randall Love, piano. Tickets are not available online or in advance for this event. Admission is free at the door. The Duke Department of Music presents a faculty recital with Randall Love, piano, Friday, October 15th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. General admission, free and open to the public, no tickets required. The program will be works by Chopin, Schumann, and Mendelssohn. Please arrive early. Late seating restrictions may be in place. Moving now to the North Carolina Symphony, Jean-Philippe Collard to perform with the North Carolina Symphony. French pianist Jean-Philippe Collard joins music director Grant Llewellyn and the North Carolina Symphony in concerts on October 8th and 9th in Mamandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts and October 10th in Memorial Hall at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. All concerts begin at 8 p.m. The program features Sibelius Tapiola as well as his Symphony No. 5. Collard will perform Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 1. He is well known for his extensive repertoire. In addition to his complete mastery of the French concerto literature, his interpretations by many other composers, including Rachmaninoff, have met with great acclaim. What we were hearing, says one reviewer of a Collard concert, was pure panache. He unleashed the passion in a wild, barnstorming, and clangorous account. This was stupendous playing. The concert program means to explore the differences and similarities between Sibelius and Rachmaninoff. The two are loosely contemporary, says Llewellyn, and very complementary in style despite their differences. Sibelius's ruthless tapiola derives its spirit from the land and legends of the composer's native Finland. Tapio is the god of the Finnish forests. I think it might be his greatest composition, says Llewellyn, and the Fifth Symphony would be right up there with it. It is Sibelius at his very best. Very, very best. And with Piano Concerto No. 1, we have Rachmaninoff at his most elegant and lyrical. So the contrast between the monolithic iron ore of the Sibelius works and Rachmaninoff at his most French is going to be wonderful to explore. Concertgoers are invited to attend an informative and entertaining pre-concert talk with Dr. Randolph Foy in the lobby of Mamandi Concert Hall on October 8th and 9th at 7 p.m. and with Dr. Letitia Glozer in UNC Chapel Hill's Girard Hall on October 10th at 7:10 p.m. For tickets and information, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750. Again, the program is Gene Sibelius, Tapiola, Opus 112, Sergei Rachmaninoff, Piano Concerto No. 1 in F Sharp Minor, Opus 1, and Gene Sibelius, Symphony No. 5 in E-flat Major, Opus 82. Art and Music, Thursday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m., New Bern Riverfront Convention Center, 203 South Front Street in New Bern. Friday, October 15th, 12 noon, Mamandi Concert Hall, Raleigh. And Saturday, October 16th, 7:30 p.m., Bowers Auditorium, Whiteville High School, Whiteville. For tickets for the Bowers Auditorium event, call Southeastern Community College at 910-642-7141, extension 317. And then, Sunday, October 17th, 8 p.m., Reeves Auditorium, Methodist University, Fayetteville. Tickets for the events are $25 to $40. William Henry Curry, resident conductor. Stella Sung's new classic Rockwell Reflections, set to Norman Rockwell's iconic paintings and performed in conjunction with the North Carolina Museum of Art exhibition, headlines this provocative examination of visual art and its influence. Maestro William Henry Curry guides you through other favorites by Copland and Butterworth before a dazzling finale in Debussy's La Mer. The program is Copland, Suite from the Red Pony, Stella Sung, Rockwell Reflections in conjunction with North Carolina Museum of Art's Norman Rockwell exhibition, Butterworth, The Banks of Green Willow, and Debussy La Mer. For tickets and more information, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750. Audition announcement. North Carolina Symphony holds auditions for second Young All-Stars Orchestra, two high school chamber orchestras to be formed in partnership with Triangle Philharmonic Association. The North Carolina Symphony is now taking applications to audition for the 2010-2011 Young All-Stars Orchestra. The exclusive chamber orchestras for advanced high school musicians are led by music director Grant Llewellyn in partnership with the Triangle's Philharmonic Association. Accepted students will participate in a week of intensive rehearsals with Maestro Llewellyn and intimate sectional rehearsals with North Carolina Symphony musicians before a final public performance. Two orchestras will be formed this season, the first offering a winter performance in Mamandi Concert Hall on Sunday, January 30th, 2011 at 2 p.m. The final program will feature Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Robert Ward's Symphony No. 3 and close with Mozart's Haffner Symphony No. 35. The Spring Orchestra will perform in Edenton Street United Methodist Church on Sunday, May 15, 2011 at 2 p.m. The church organist Josh Dumbleton will perform Polinic's Organ Concerto with the Young All-Stars. The spring program will also include the music of Haydn and Mozart. North Carolina high school students between the ages of 14 and 19 are invited to participate in the auditions at Mamandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Auditions for the Winter Orchestra will be held on Saturday, October 9th. Auditions for the Spring Orchestra will be held on Tuesday, February 8th, and Saturday, February 12, 2011. If accepted, a participation fee of $50 is required for each orchestra. Detailed description requirements and information can be found at www.org. www.NorthCarolinaSymphony.org/education. You can also call 919-789-5461. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.